Very warm welcome to all of you. There is one photo that has caught the attention of the world. This photo, I believe you've seen it. It's about a doctor in a Texas hospital. This doctor, Joseph Barron, said he was working in the ICU for COVID patients when he noticed that there was an elderly patient, a man, trying to escape from the ICU and crying. So the doctor asked him, "What's wrong?" And the man said, "I just want to be with my wife." You know, it was a special day in America, Thanksgiving. It's a family day. And so here was this elderly man crying, "I just want to be with my wife." And so the doctor felt his pain, hugged him, comforted him. And this picture has gone around the world. It is so touching. It reminds us that people so desperately need comfort. They so desperately need love and concern from other people. And so it is fitting that our gospel passage for today is about Jesus comforting people. And the Isaiah passage today is about God wanting to comfort people. In the Isaiah passage, God says to comfort Jerusalem, because Jerusalem was about to go through a time worse, much worse than anything COVID has done for us. The city of Jerusalem would be overrun by enemies. The city would be destroyed, and the people would be carried away as prisoners of war. And so God said to Isaiah, "Comfort my people." It is not a thing in the past, because God calls us today to do the same thing in our generation. And so the question for us today, how can we comfort people? Two things. Firstly, speak tenderly. And then secondly, speak good news. Isaiah 40 verse 1 says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God." Notice the word is repeated. Not just comfort, but comfort, comfort. This means there's a sense of urgency. God is underlying the importance. Comfort my people. This Hebrew word in the Bible, comfort, doesn't just mean sentimental emotion, but it means a lot more. In Hebrew, it carries a sense of sighing, you know, like sighing, a very deep breath. So we don't just comfort people by saying nice words, but we comfort people when we really feel their pain. We empathize with them. People are not touched by the nice words we say, but they are touched when they know we feel their pain and we care. We show it in this way. Then they are comforted. Historically, Jerusalem was about to be destroyed at the hands of the Babylonians. The Babylonians, a fierce and warlike people, would not only destroy Jerusalem, but carry away the people in exile. There's a book in the Bible written by Jeremiah. It's called the Book of Lamentations. And Lamentations talks about the pain and the misery of the people of Jerusalem because of this exile. Here is a snippet of Lamentations verses 1 to 2. Speaking of Jerusalem, it says, "She weeps bitterly in the night with tears on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies." Here, Jerusalem is spoken of as a woman. This woman is a widow. She's lost her husband. She's lost her children. But you know, it's not that that hurts her so much. Because what it says is that Jerusalem, as a woman, never actually cared for her husband or her children. But what really hurts her so much is that she cared for her lovers, and now her lovers have spurned her. Her lovers have cast her aside. And so here's this woman weeping bitterly. And notice the words. She has none to comfort her. If you read the book of Lamentations, you'll find this phrase repeated many times. She has none to comfort her. And so, when you come to Isaiah 40 verse 1, the words are so striking. She has no one to comfort her, but God says, comfort, comfort my people. The words really striking. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. God says, the time of grieving has come to an end. It is a time to speak tenderly to her. This is a photo of my parents. I remember the time when my mother passed away. My dad, of course, went into great sorrow and grieving. My home suddenly became so quiet, so lonely, so empty. And it was like my dad needed me to be around a lot more than before. I tried very much to give him my time. Sometimes it really got difficult because I was also very busy at work. And then one day, the phone rang at home. I happened to answer the phone. It was my father's friend. And the friend said to me, "How is your dad?" I said, "Oh, my dad, he needs me around a lot." And the friend said, "Yes, your dad needs TLC. And I said, "TLC? What is TLC? I have no idea. What is TLC? Is it a new kind of medicine? Is it a new kind of therapy? What is TLC?" And so the friend said, "Tender, loving care." And that's when I understood. What my dad needed was tender, loving care. He needed me to be there, not just physically, but he needed me emotionally to be there to support him. This is what God wants for his people. Tender, loving care. Can we do this for other people? Especially with this time of COVID. It's been said, what is coming is a COVID Christmas, different from ever before. It'll be a time of loneliness and great pain for many. Can we extend tender, loving care to other people? We comfort, firstly, by speaking tenderly, and secondly, by speaking good news. Isaiah 40, verse 3, a voice cries, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." These words are very familiar because you read the same words in the Gospels, and they're speaking about John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a prophet. He fulfilled the words of Isaiah. "Every valley shall be raised up. Every mountain shall be brought low." This is a way of speaking about making a road in the wilderness. The wilderness is a desert. If you want to build a road, you have to level up all the places, all the depressions. You have to raise them up. Everything that's sticking up, you have to bring down so it'll become flat and you can build a road. Here, John the Baptist is talking about building not just an ordinary road, but a highway of holiness, a highway for God himself, a highway for Jesus. This is the good news. Jesus is coming. He came before. We call it the first advent. He's coming again. The gospel reading for today tells us about how when Jesus came the first time, the glory of God was revealed. Matthew 11 verse 5. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have good news preached to them. Matthew 11 verse 5. Amen. The miracles of Jesus, they give us a glimpse into the glory of God. How I long for these miracles for all of us today. If we had these miracles again, in great measure, the way it was in the time of Jesus, the blind eyes open, deaf people can hear, the dead are raised to life, and the poor have good news preached to them. What joy, what comfort we would all receive. A highway in the wilderness is being prepared. Jesus is coming again. God is coming to answer our prayers. And when Jesus comes, he will come as a shepherd. Isaiah 40, verse 11. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Isaiah 40, verse 11. You know, a shepherd is very special with his sheep. He not just cares for his sheep, but he loves each one. He knows each sheep, the individual needs of each sheep. He knows. And so he doesn't give one treatment to all, but he relates to each sheep according to what their needs are. And so the most vulnerable, the weakest, he carries in his arms. When a shepherd carries the sheep in his arms, it's close to his heart. The weakest in society, the most despised, the people who are least useful in society, how do we treat them? The shepherd carries them in his arms, close to his heart. The Bible says, as for the sheep who are with young, the shepherd knows these sheep with young ones, they cannot walk fast. And so the shepherd leads them gently. He leads them slowly. Individual attention for each sheep. This is the way God comforts us. This is our God. As for me, I began this year, 2020, with great sadness. I had a dog, Yoni, and my beloved Yoni passed away in February. Yoni was more than a dog to me. He was my companion. He was so much a part of my life that when he died, I felt a very big hole in my heart. I felt a very great emptiness. And I tried. After a time of grieving, I tried. I said, I'm going to get myself another dog. You know, you lose someone you love, you can't replace that person, but you lose a dog. Well, I said, I will get myself a new dog. And so I tried. It was the hardest journey of my life. I never realized it could be so hard to get a dog. Shortly after Yoni died, the COVID-19 situation in Singapore took a turn for the worse. Soon we were into circuit breaker, where people couldn't go to work. Everyone stuck at home. Suddenly, across Singapore, people felt, I'm so lonely at home. I'm so bored at home. I need a dog. And so suddenly, all the dogs in Singapore were like snapped up, bought up, adopted. The price of good dogs shot up sky high. Pre-COVID, the cost of a good dog like a Jack Russell was about $3,000. But with COVID in full force, the price jumped up to $10,000 for a Jack Russell. And I said, this is out of my price range. I cannot afford a good dog. And so I lowered my expectations. In Singapore, there's a common dog. We used to call it mongrel. But now mongrel is out of fashion. You know, now it's got a new name. It's called Singapore Special. This is real. These dogs are called Singapore Specials. At one time, they were frowned upon in Singapore. But now, with COVID, with people so hungry to get a dog companion, these Singapore Specials have gone up in such great demand also. There's a greater demand than there is a supply. I tried so many adoption agencies, and after asking me thousands of questions like, how old are you? Where do you live? Do you own the place? Do you rent the place? Are you working? After asking me thousands of questions like that, finally, they offered me a dog. Oh, this dog, it's got three legs. Do you want it? Another dog, he's got one eye. Do you want him? Another dog, he's over 10 years old. And for a dog, that's extremely old. You know, this went on for so many months until I became so discouraged. All the time, I'm praying for a dog. But it seemed to me like it's impossible that I will ever get a dog that I want. I'm ready to give up. Then suddenly, just last month, God brought this dog into my life. She's intelligent, she's young, she's beautiful. Nobody wanted her. You know why nobody wanted her? Because she's sick. She has a medical condition which medically is incurable. She's on lifelong medication. But as I prayed and as I considered, I felt, this is God's gift to me. Many people said to me, don't take her, don't take her. Are you sure? You want such a sick dog? You want this liability? But as I prayed, I had peace. And so I took her. And I gave her a new name, Yaron. Yaron is a Hebrew name, and it means full of joy. I believe God gave me that name prophetically, that this dog herself will not be sick, but she'll be full of joy. And certainly she has brought great joy to my life. God has comforted me for the loss of my dog, Yoni, by giving me this new dog, Yaron. God knows exactly the comfort that we need. He tailor makes the comfort to us. This is our God. You know, there's a special song. It's actually taken straight from Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 11, King James Version. Let me read the King James Version. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. In a short while, the AV team is going to play this song for us. And as we listen, I ask that you let the Holy Spirit minister to you in two ways. First, receive these words that God is the shepherd and he wants to comfort you. We are his sheep. God wants to comfort us. The hurts that we are going through, the disappointments, the pain, God knows. So receive God's comfort through the words of this song. This song will be repeated. And as it is repeated, I ask you to please see it in a new way. That this time, God wants you to be the shepherd and to comfort other people. So let's hear the song. Let's just receive it as ministry from the Lord. Also as a calling of what he wants us to do to comfort his people. Hallelujah. To touch us, to minister to us with his love. Amen. He shall feed.
He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and shall gently. Souls that are with you.
let us pray. Father, we give you thanks, Lord, that you are the good shepherd. You are our shepherd. We feel like we're not in control of our life. Lord, we thank you that you carry us in your arms the way the shepherd carries a sheep. You carry us in your bosom. You carry us close to your heart, where we are perfectly safe, and where there's healing, and where there's fullness of joy. And Lord, just pray that you use all of us also to be as shepherds to other people, Lord, to those who are in need, especially with Christmas coming in a time of great pain and loneliness. Father, I pray that you'll use all of us to bring comfort to other people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We bless you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.